You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire news stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first up, a political flyer is raising concerns in a troubled inland water district.
Right. We've talked before about the West Valley Water District, which encompasses Fontana, Colton, Rialto, Bloomington, and some of the other unincorporated parts of the county, as well as part of Harupa Valley, where board members have accused each other of corruption and filed lawsuits. This campaign flyer was put out by Greg Young, who is seeking a second term in the November election. What he did was, there were two problems with the flyer. One, he used an official photograph without the permission of the district. Two, he doctored that photo. He photoshopped it to remove the face of a fellow board member, Kyle Crowther, and replace it with an unidentified man, just a random person. He has defended this. He says he doesn't think he did anything wrong, and in fact, he might use that doctored photo in a future campaign mailer. The district, meanwhile, says that it did not authorize his use of the photo for political purposes, that the district has strict policies prohibiting any use of district resources for personal gain, like a political campaign, and the district does not authorize any of its employees or board of directors members to flagrantly distort or misrepresent any of its events or policies or practices. The photo was of a giant check, kind of one of these official posed photos where officials of the Colton Joint Unified School District were accepting a rebate check from the Water District for $49,000. This was an official photograph that had been doctored to distort who was really there.
What did the candidates running against Young say about this?
Yeah, his opponent, Kyle Crowther, the one whose photo was taken out, he says this crossed an ethical line, and he's sickened by his fellow board member doing this in a political flyer.
Next, Eastvale is offering $500,000 in loans to attract restaurants.
Right, $500,000 total being offered in amounts of around $50,000 each to businesses. Particularly, the city is interested in attracting high-end restaurants. They did a survey of residents last year who said that should be one of the city's top priorities. The city manager said that residents are spending their dollars on meals and beverages outside of the city, about $71 million a year, and that if they spent that money in Eastvale, it would generate more than $700,000 in city revenue. This would have to be fine dining or premium casual restaurants. I'm not sure I've heard that term before. Or restaurants that are expanding their square footage by 50% or more. The city says that they've done this before. They've used incentives to attract businesses like Costco and high-end restaurants. But critics are worried that this money may not really generate the kind of revenue that the city is hoping. For example, the city loaned about $500,000 to two auto dealerships in 2008. Both of those went out of business, and the city will never be paid back. So that's the kind of thing. And restaurants also have a reputation as being very precarious businesses. Many of them don't even last a year after they're established.
And lastly, the Inland Empire Economic Partnership has a new economist.
Right. You'll remember that for 10 years, John Husing, who used to appear on KVCR Weekly, held that position. The IEEP, as it's called, is a consortium of government agencies and major businesses and educational institutions that advocate for a strong economy in the Inland Empire with a belief that that will improve the quality of life out here for people who live here. They have hired Manfred Kyle, a professor of economics at Claremont McKenna College. He was interviewed by the Press Enterprise, and he said that the Inland Empire has done well in growing employment, but not so well in terms of pay growth. Many of these jobs pay less than $15 an hour and don't offer benefits. So Professor Kyle said that he's interested in looking at the effects of automation on the logistics industry, because a study was released a couple of years ago that said about 75 million people in these jobs worldwide will lose them to automation by 2030. That's only 10 years. So Professor Kyle said we have to look hard at the logistics industry as a key part of the economy here. but be part of a new industrial revolution and figure out how robotics and automation are going to affect those jobs.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment was made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.